This is David Duke. How does America deal with a country that commits terrorism against us and then honors the terrorists in a formal ceremony? Answer: we give it billions of dollars every year, as well as our most advanced military technology. The Israeli President, Moshe Katsav, in recent formal ceremonies honored the Israeli agents who made terrorist attacks against American sites in Egypt, hoping to provoke an American war with Egypt. In ceremonies reported by the major Israeli daily newspaper, Haaretz, Israeli President Moshe Katsav stated the following at a ceremony honoring the Jewish terrorists who attacked American facilities in Egypt. Quote, although it is still a sensitive situation, we decided now to express our respect for these heroes, President Moshe Katsav said, after presenting the three surviving members of the bomber ring with certificates of appreciation at a Jerusalem ceremony. Unquote. In the Lavon affair, named for the Israeli defense minister at the time, Pinhas Lavon, the Israeli government launched a false flag terrorist operation against American sites in Egypt, hoping to provoke American bombing, retaliation, and war against that nation. The Israeli terrorists targeted American sites, such as American cinemas and American libraries around Cairo. It was only the premature detonation of one of the Jewish terrorist bombs that led to the exposure and halt of the plot before the extensive loss of life and property. If this terrorist operation would have been successful, not only would it have cost many American lives, it would have launched an American war against an innocent nation, which in turn would have caused the death of many thousands of innocent American and Egyptian lives, as well as untold billions of dollars. Israel's terrorist plot against the United States in the Lavon affair was one of the greatest acts of treachery that any nation has ever committed against a so-called ongoing ally. There have certainly been many times in history where a nation attacked a supposed ally, but I know of no cases where an ally attacked another and then the attacked nation remained an ally and continued to support the attacking nation financially and militarily. For that to occur, there has to be an incredible level of subversion in the attacked country. And shockingly, this was only the first Israeli act of treachery against the nation that has stood by Israel more than any other, and that, of course, is America. There have been repeated acts of Israeli terrorism and treachery against the United States. In 1967, Israel attacked the USS Liberty with both fighter jets and torpedo boats in a surprise terrorist attack that killed 34 Americans and wounded 173. Their intention was to kill everyone on board, and they even machine-gunned the life rafts. Both the U.S. Secretary of State at the time, Dean Rusk, and the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Thomas Moore, both have stated that it was a premeditated attack against the United States. See the attack on the Liberty at www.davidduke.com. In the Jonathan Pollard case, an Israeli spy devastated America's Eastern European intelligence network. And Israel honors Pollard today as a hero and lobbies for his release from American prison. See the Pollard case again at my website, davidduke.com. And very recently, important figures in the Israeli lobby, AIPAC, arguably the most powerful lobby in Washington, D.C., are under investigation by the FBI for spying against the United States. Now, the fact that the President of the United States and most of the members of Congress have close ties to this lobby for a foreign nation, a nation which is now in the middle of a spy scandal, should obviously be a huge story in America's press, but it has been suppressed in the Jewish-dominated American media. Israel knew that the United States government would certainly respond to terrorist attacks against it, supposedly by Egypt, with bombing and war against that nation. Terrorist acts of war were committed against America, and traditionally, nations respond to such attacks in kind. But once America discovered that it was Israel who committed these terrorist acts of war, why was there no military retaliation against the offending nation? In fact, American money and even military equipment, the most advanced military equipment, continued to Israel unabated. Such insanity shows the extremely high level of Israeli subversion, and dare I say it, treason, in the United States government. It also clearly reveals the Jewish supremacy in the press that has whitewashed and kept this treachery from the knowledge of 99% of the American people. In fact, 99% of Americans will never hear of the Lavon affair, nor will they know anything about the recent Israeli government official ceremony that honored the Israelis who committed these terrorist acts against America. For years, Israel denied knowledge of the event, just as Israel denied the murderous attack on the USS Liberty, just as Israel denied their involvement with the damaging spying of Jonathan Pollard, and just as Israel denied the overwhelming evidence that indicates Israeli prior knowledge of the 9/11 attack. You can see my article, How Israel Caused the 9/11 Attacks, at www.davidduke.com. The Israeli Defense Minister, Pinhas Lavon, had to resign after the bungled terrorist attacks against America and Egypt. And the excuse was given that it was a, quote, rogue operation, unquote. Yet obviously, launching terrorist attacks against United States installations in Egypt that included American cinemas and libraries would have certainly had to have been approved by the Israeli Prime Minister at the time, Golda Meir. But now the Israeli government is having formal public ceremonies honoring the Jewish terrorists that attacked American facilities. Now that's enormous chutzpah when one considers that Israel is receiving billions of American tax dollars every year, the lion's share of America's entire foreign aid budget, and the fact that America is the only major nation that defends Israeli crimes against the Palestinians repeatedly in the United Nations. Yet it shows just how firmly Israel has the government and media of America in its grip. How else could they get away with honoring terrorists who have attacked America? How can America still support a nation that formally honors those Jews who clearly committed terrorism against the United States of America? Any president, congressman, or senator who supports sending Israel American tax dollars after the clear record of unrepentant Israeli terrorism and treachery against our country is equivalent to any American who would have sent money to Japan after the attack at Pearl Harbor. It's very important to note that no Arab or Muslim government, including that of Saddam Hussein, has ever launched a terrorist attack against the United States. No Arab or Muslim government has ever had a single highly placed spy that did damage to the United States. No Arab or Muslim nation has corrupted our political process with massive bribery, threats, and coercion of thousands of United States politicians. In truth, the Iraq War was just another form of a false flag operation like the Lavon Affair. It was spawned by Israeli loyalists in the United States, Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Perle, and a coterie of Jewish supremacists, including the man in charge of the evidence of Iraqi misdeeds in the CIA, Stuart Cohen, who was behind much of the false intelligence that led America into a war against Iraq, a nation that had never harmed and posed absolutely no threat at all to America. This treasonous war was never a war for America, but only a war for Israel. It has so far led to the death of almost 1,600 Americans, grievous injuries of up to 20,000 of our men and women, expenditures of a national treasure of over $300 billion, damage to American business around the world, trillions of dollars in higher costs for oil and gas, and this insane war, a war supposedly against terrorism and the dangers of terrorism, has only increased hatred against America and increased support for Al-Qaeda and other anti-American terrorists all over the world. And again, for what is all this blood and treasure lost? Well, it's for Israel. That's what. A nation that honors terrorists who bombed American facilities. My God in heaven, when will real Americans wake up to this treachery and treason? Here are some excerpts from the article in Haaretz. Quote, after half a century of reticence and recrimination, Israel on Wednesday honored 9 Egyptian Jews recruited as agents provocateur in what became one of the worst intelligence bungles in the country's history. Israel was at war with Egypt when it hatched a plan in 1954 to ruin its rapprochement with the United States and Britain by firebombing sites frequented by foreigners in Cairo and Alexandria. But Israel hoped the attacks, which caused no casualties, would be blamed on local insurgents, collapsed when young Zionist bombers were caught and confessed at public trials. 2 were hanged, the rest served jail terms and emigrated to Israel. Embarrassed before the West, the fledgling Jewish state long denied involvement. It kept mum even after its 1979 peace deal with Egypt, fearing memory could sour ties. Quote, although it's still a sensitive situation, we decided now to express our respect for these heroes, unquote, President Moshe Katsav said after presenting the 3 surviving members of the bomber ring with certificates of appreciation at a Jerusalem ceremony. What went wrong in the Lavon affair after Pinhas Lavon, Israel's defense minister, when the plot came to light, remains a matter of debate in a country more used to tales of espionage coups. The situation recurred in 1985 when U.S. Navy analyst Jonathan Pollard was sentenced to life imprisonment in the United States for passing military secrets to Israel's scientific liaison office. As with Pollard, this Lavon affair was a rogue operation, said David Kimchi, former Mossad deputy chief. We knew never to go down that road again. Meanwhile, the agents locked up in Egypt were ignored, excluded from several prisoner exchanges with Israel after the wars of 56 and 67. Now they have been officially recognized in Israel. The former agents are campaigning for a full account of their operation to be included in the high school syllabus. This is a great day for all of us, those who were hanged and those who died, said Marcel Nimio, the only female member of the cell. We are happy that we've got our honor back. So, ladies and gentlemen, when will true American patriots wake up to this terrorism and treachery that Israel has committed against us in this incredible, incredible act of chutzpah that Israel has recently committed by honoring these terrorists who attacked America? It is time to end all aid to Israel and our, quote, special relationship with this nation the only nation that has committed many terrorist acts against the United States of America. This has been David Duke for our heritage and our freedom.